From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A factory in Colorado Springs that makes mattress springs has been cited by the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, for what it calls failures in training. OSHA began an inspection of an L&P Springs facility in October after an employee was hospitalized for serious injuries. The Missouri-based company received a $77,000 proposed fine for what OSHA calls a serious citation for exposing workers to machinery that was not properly guarded. For the fourth consecutive year, the spruce beetle is Colorado's most widespread and destructive forest pest. Last year, the native beetles infected another 182,000 acres, mainly in southern Colorado, bringing the total number of acres currently impacted to more than 400,000 statewide. Dan West is an entomologist with the Colorado State Forest Service, which conducts the annual aerial survey with the U.S. Forest Service. West says the Douglas fir beetle also impacted about 1,600 acres in El Paso County.
These are visible acres from the air. So sitting in an aircraft, can we see trees that are defoliated? And that totaled to about 1,600 acres just west of Colorado Springs.
West says when it comes to the spruce beetle, though, last year's record wet spring boosted the tree's natural defense systems. He says researchers expect the spruce beetle to continue to affect more of Colorado's forests, but it's also very dependent on the amount of moisture the trees receive. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.